Yo, 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 what's poppin', everybody? You're tuning in with your boy, Jason Gnarly, and I'm on the check-in right now, and we're about to be talking about the craziness with Tekashi 6ix9ine, and I guess a few other stories as well. So let's get right into it. Thank you guys for checking me out. Please like, subscribe, and comment, and we're gonna keep it pushing. Let's go. All right, y'all, so right off the rip, we got Tekashi 6ix9ine and Lil Durk going at it. Tekashi has been trolling everyone in Chicago for the last, week or so. He showed up in Chicago and he started going to all the hot spots in town. He had to go to Harold's Chicken, he had to go to O Block, he had to do all sorts of different nonsense, and people have been saying, oh, he's with a million, you know, bodyguards, police are patrolling him around the city as he trolls, very ironic, but yeah, it's just been, you know, people saying, oh, he's doing this and he's doing that, and we got Tekashi, you know, in random alleys promoting his new album called Tattletale, which is very crazy. I mean, it's not even a fire name. I don't know why anyone would want to name, like, I understand the troll, but just, you know, it's gone too far, and it seems like it's gonna deteriorate him faster than expected. That's what I'm gonna say. Anyway, so Lil Durk came out and said he's dropping his album the same day Tekashi's dropping. That is on... Sorry, you guys. I think it's on September 4th. Yes, he's dropping the same day as Tekashi 6ix9ine. Tekashi is dropping Tattletale, and Lil Durk is going to be dropping... The voice. He is the voice for the streets, as he's claiming. He's saying, that's my job on the streets, and Tekashi's a rat, no one messes with this dude. Respectable. Anyway, it is now coming out that Durk is saying that little Tekashi, the little boy he does not want to hear when he's in the club, is now he's saying someone from Tekashi's camp is coming out. I'm gonna show it right here so you guys don't have to just listen to me, but he's coming out and saying that somebody from Tekashi's camp is offering him, I'm like taking 3 hours to say this, offering him $3 million if he can troll Durk. This seems a little outrageous. First thing I thought was, they're not offering him $3 million. They might have offered him $300. But all right, maybe it's $100,000, but it is not $3 million. Lil Durk, you're definitely capping, but this was a good troll. We cannot deny that. And yeah, he came out, he did this video. It's a pretty entertaining video. He basically just goes on to say that, yo, Tekashi's a rat, I'm the voice, his team, label, whoever offered me $3 million so that he can troll me, and I turned it down because it's not even worth it. The money is more important. The money isn't as important as, you know, being credible street figure. So would you guys take the $3 million if he trolled you guys? I don't know why we can't hear it right now.
Fans need.
There we go. And I ruined it.
One fuck right set.
He's flexed up right now. He's coming off a fresh feature with the best rapper in the game, arguably the most popular rapper to ever do it, Drake. And yeah, he's the main feature on his new record. And on that record, he took a clear shot at Tekashi, letting us know, do not play that little boy when he's in the club. He does not mess with rats. And that, you know, if you guys have been following my TikTok, I've been posting a lot about the back and forth between Tekashi and the Chicago Goons, but Little Reese, King Von, Lil Durk, everybody is basically saying Tekashi is going to get it one way or another. It doesn't mean he's going to get it today or tomorrow, but eventually he will get it and he will be sleeping with the fishes. Not saying I want that to happen, and not saying that they're saying that, but that's allegedly what it seems to be, how they're alluding to the situation. Anyway, I hope I said that right. I'm way too high off of this wedding cake. This wedding cake's fire. Anyway, let's focus. So after Lil Reese and Tekashi been going at it, Lil Durk jumped in, they've been going at it. Everybody in Chicago has been going at it with Tekashi. Basically, he was spotted at the Gucci store. He scurried out the back. Supposedly he was at Harold's Chicken, and Lil Reese said he was only there for 1 minute, but it looked to me like he was there for at least 5 minutes. I don't really know, don't really care either, but it's just funny that this whole thing is going on, because Tekashi, nobody in their right mind cares anymore that you are trolling Chicago other than yourself. You're the only one who wants to keep up with this stupid game you're playing. And it's now just gonna get to the point, in my opinion, that you're just pissing off some real street, higher up or low level street dude who's just gonna say, you know what, I want my 15 minutes of fame, I'm gonna take this dude out. Anyway, so Durk does this video.
Can't compete with a fucking rat. No street shit. You know what I'm saying? And I keep telling y'all that's this shit. Stop responding to that clown ass nigga.
Like I said, Durk is off a fresh banger with Drake. He's looking like money right now. His chains, he's got every chain. He's feeling it right now, y'all. Durk is in the zone. He's probably collecting a very, very beautiful royalty check for that Drake feature, I would only expect. Anyway, let's focus to what he's saying a little bit more.
Start responding to that clown ass nigga, man.
Saying, let's stop.
But this is another thing I just want to address. I'm the voice of the streets, right? Whatever I say fucking goes, right? I can say it.
I don't know. Whatever you say goes. Maybe to your fan base, but I don't know if you can just say, you know, Tekashi's canceled and he's actually going to be canceled. There's a lot of weirdos and trolls that are voting and rooting for this troll, because they just love to see a troll be a troll. And you know, you see a lot of people that are, you know, trolling, that are, they literally do, that's their troll, it's to root for the troll. It is what it is. I don't necessarily hate Tekashi. I don't like what he did, and I don't agree with what he did, but personally I don't even care about this dude. I thought he was a good rapper. He tricked me. I thought he was a real street blood, but he was just a, you know, a funny kid. And to even, this is just my opinion, to even do the fake blood thing, that's crazy, right? Like, you gotta be mentally insane to actually become a blood. You know, if your parents are bloods and, you know, you're born into it, you know, I understand you had no other choice. But to be, you know, a 20-year-old kid and say, I'm, you know, after everything we've seen on TV, you know, everything we know, that's like 10 times crazier than joining a fraternity, guys. Yes, I know some of you guys probably have joined fraternities and all that, but I'm just saying, if you are that crazy, like I wouldn't even join, like a fraternity would be crazy. Like, damn, what do I gotta do to get into this? We're gonna get to have these parties with these chicks, but like, what do I gotta do? And oh, I gotta sleep naked in this? Oh no, I gotta fight this dude in a thong? Oh no, I gotta like jump off the roof? No, I gotta like carry someone's book bags in the snow? No, but I think that's why academics also has some mental issues, y'all. I said that in other videos. Anyway, let's focus. I'm all over the place like bird shit right now. I fell off. Oh yeah, you gotta be mentally insane to join the gang, right? 100%. But to fake gangbang, you might even have to be crazier. Like, what are you, insane? Like, you're gonna, like, you're not even really from the, you never even got put on, but now, like, you got this person telling you you can do it, so you're just gonna go out and, like, be the face of the blue. Like, what? That's crazy. Like, some random police officer pulls you over, like, yo, we heard this girl got kidnapped. We heard, you know, the Bloods did it. We need to know, like, what you know. And you're like, oh, it's all a joke. And they're like, no, it's not, because you've been ranting online every day. I know that's not, gonna happen, and I'm just going off. This kush got me real hot. But Tekashi tricked me, and yeah, I don't have a problem with the kid now, but it seems like, you know, Dirk can't cancel him because he has a lot of trolls, you know, voting for him.
It's like I said, it's now. I got the streets, I got the youth, I got the trenches. I was going to be
respect
like
Dirk, though. I respect him. Highly respected young man here.
You know what's going on right here with all this shit? Like, the industry, that shit fake as hell. Industry, that shit fake as hell. Motherfucking
Tekashi's gonna be like, I exposed them. That was me who exposed the industry. No, I'm just playing. All right, we're not gonna watch this whole rant because it's a little long. But you guys see what he said right here. I already went over it. And I gotta say, I think it's cap. I don't think Tekashi's team, you know, reached out to him and offered him $3 million. They might have offered him a little bit of money, but $3 million, come on. They could offer him, you know, $75,000 cash to troll him? What does that even mean? Did he have to be in the troll? Did he have to show up to the... If you're paying him $3 million, this probably would have been like a movie you guys are going to be shooting back and forth, like some crazy, crazy nonsense. All right, so I think that's cap, but what just hits the motherfucking internet right after I think it's cap, I'm like, no way. Lil TJ comments on this. And says, yes, it's all real. No, I'm just playing. He says, yeah, this is no cap. Lil TJ is coming out and saying he did the same thing to me. And then F his money. Yo, that's crazy, right? He did the same thing to me and F his money. All right, so after now saying, I don't think he did it, but now TJ saying he did do it. Do you think TJ's actually saying it was $3 million, or do you think TJ just saying they offered me money? I don't think TJ's actually saying $3 million price, that's what they offered me and I'm going for it. No, I think it's more just, you know, they offered me $3 million as well. Anyway, little TJ's coming out and saying, yeah, they did the same thing to me. What do you guys think right now? Do you think Tekashi 6ix9ine can afford this? Do you think it's that profitable to do a troll like this? If you troll super hard, are they gonna get like $3 million? That's insane. Anyway, you guys, I have nothing else to say about this. I thought I was gonna do like another story as well, but let me look. Let me see if there's anything. Oh, this one's crazy. Drake sends a letter to Kanye. What do you guys think's in here? Drake's petty. Drake is as petty as can be. He might be more petty than Kanye. He might be more petty than academics. So this in this little folder could be a sex tape with Kim Kardashian. Ooh, oh, that would be crazy. So basically, he just hit him with this little note. It says, to Ye from Drake. And wow, what if it was like the Adidas line that was gonna come out? He's like, you ruined all this, and then at the end of it, it's him smashing Kim wearing all the Adidas stuff. Yo, that would be crazy. Oh, that'd be sick. I can't even, that's nasty. I don't even want to think about that. Yo, Kanye's hair looks crazy in that picture. That's fire. Could y'all rock that hairstyle? Alright, I'm getting off track right now. This doesn't seem entertaining anymore. Rick Ross offers Lloyd Banks $5,000 for his name. What? Oh my god, are you serious? Okay. Yes, okay, Rosé, BMF, okay. Alright, let's see what he says. Yo, he said Banks is fresh out the gutter, two scoops of butter. You still got some money? Show us what you living like. You ain't got no money, I'll give you 5 grand for the Banks name. Damn, Lloyd Banks is a fire name. I always like that name a lot. That might be my alias. That's freaking hilarious. Yo, that's hilarious. I didn't know there was a video.
We just having us some hip hop shit, right? I just, you know, we discussing Lloyd Banks right now. One of my homies just say he never really stopped being a Lloyd Banks fan. So I said, look, I hit the blunts once. I came up with a dope title, Lloyd Banks' next LP or EP, Victim of Circumstance.
Yo!
Come on, man. Take the mask off.
I'm not gonna lie, recently Lloyd Banks came out with some mixtapes. It was probably like a year ago, and they were fire. They were fire, I'm not gonna lie. Well, I'm with this dude. This random dude who's hiding his face. Oh man, that's comedy, yo. Banks is a fire name. If Lloyd Banks sold his name, how much do you think he would sell it for? He would have to sell it for at least... Damn, I would say at least half a million, because that's all you got, right? Or you know what, sell it for 50K and just switch your name. Joshua Lloyd Banks, or formerly known as, the artist formerly known as. Anyway, I'm out of here, you guys. I'm stoned and faded. New episode, guys. I hope you enjoy. This is a drama episode. We're going to be talking about a lot of the drama that's been happening in hip-hop. Anyway, guys, thank you for checking me out. This is Jason Gnarly, the hip-hop podcast. Thank you, guys. Yeah, we're on the move today. So I just want to say thank you, guys, and peace out to everybody. Much love.